Iraqi forces are tightening their noose on the remaining hideouts of Daesh terrorists in the city of Mosul. The Iraqi army made what it said was the final push against the terrorists in the Flashpoint city. The military officials said the troops faced a string of suicide bombings by female terrorists. Meanwhile, hundreds of residents have been preparing to flee for an exit point in the west in the city. Exiting Mosul has, however, become increasingly complicated due to the reported destruction of bridges over the Tigris River and fears that the terrorists may sneak out with civilians. An estimated 50,000 civilians still remain in areas under Daesh control. The Takfiri terrorist group has controlled the city since 2014. Let's speak to Gordon Duff. He's a senior editor of Veterans Today, and he joins us live via Skype from Ohio. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Duff. Now, as we've just mentioned, this is that final push for the liberation of Mosul. However, it's not very simple. It's still a complicated battle.
Well, we've been watching the last day or so, and it's become very clear that the supporters of ISIS, you know, which is really, we know Saudi Arabia, we know the Gulf states, and we've long suspected Israel, and factions within the U.S. and NATO have always been behind ISIS. But we've watched them fail. As we've watched ISIS being removed from eastern Aleppo and Syria, we've watched this last gasp effort. What we're asking ourselves now is, what's the next move going to be? Because we've seen the attempts to take Iraq apart fail. And we don't believe the West is ready to let go of Syria yet. So there's another stage coming here. And there's another shoe to drop. And a lot of us are dreading where that next move is going to be, if it's going to be just simple Western military intervention. Is the West through using surrogates like ISIS? Are they ready to invade? This is the question we're asking.
Well, Mr. Duff, what do these players get to gain, basically, from an unstable Iraq or an Iraq under the control of a group like Daesh?
You know, we've been looking at this, whether it's manipulation of the oil markets, whether it's simply the wish for Israel to control all of its neighbors. That's been a major force behind all of this. It's a major force in the Trump administration, as shallow as that may sound. We're seeing clearly that we have an Israeli puppet in the U.S. White House. The other issue, of course, is that the U.S. and Russia are fighting over, right now, domination of Central Asia. This is a clear, there is a clear dichotomy in the direction the global events are heading, whether it's going to be Russia and particularly China, where the U.S. is going to move. You know, many analysts think the U.S. is going to side under Trump with Russia and China. We don't see this. We're seeing a potential move toward a massive global conflict over this region of the world, and that the ISIS experiment, this idea that Western intelligence agencies combined with Saudi Arabia and Israel could build a terror organization that could be this powerful and this enduring. Well, we're watching that experiment fail. We're watching Iraq roll it up now. The Syrian Arab Army roll it up right now. But we know something else is in the offing as to the why. That's a question we keep asking ourselves when we look at the 500,000 dead. Who could do such a thing? Why would they bother? What could they get that would be worth this kind of suffering?
Right.
And those questions.
So it's still not over. That's Gordon Duff, senior editor of Veterans Today, joining us via Skype from Ohio. Mr. Duff, thank you very much indeed, as always, for your comments here on Press TV.